If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning and for the rest of the week. And Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. And we go live to Seamus Toomey right now, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy.
I can tell you, honestly, I have never been in or around a kayak in my life, but a lot of people like to do this in the city, don't they?
Absolutely. If when you're downtown, sometimes you can see just waves of kayaks coming down the Chicago River. It's quite, you know, for someone who grew up afraid of the Chicago River and what might be inside of it, it's always a little startling to me. But new generation of people that are growing up knowing that it's an active waterway that you can use for recreation as well. And there is a new thing to do. This one's on the South Branch. There used to be a boathouse at the Ping Tom Memorial Park that's been closed for the last 3 years. It actually closed before the pandemic. They had rented kayaks there. They had done tours from there. The park district ran it. They leased it out to REI to run it, but it had closed down. But the good news is it just reopened. This is at 300 West 19th Street for people that are around the Chinatown area, Bridgeport, McKinley Park, or anyone who wants to head over that way. You can get kayaks, you can get rentals, just kind of a fun way to explore the Chicago River.
And for someone who's more into a dog, maybe they're thinking about adopting one but they're not sure, can they take a dog out for a day on a trial run?
Yes, exactly. This is a great program. This is the Anti-Cruelty Society. They're always looking for ways to get the dogs in their shelter adopted. They're at capacity right now, so if you're interested, they have a program now. It's called Dog Day Out, and you come and you can have a dog and bring them out for the day, take them around downtown, take them somewhere. They'll give you the leash. They'll give you everything you need, and for one, it's great for the dogs just to get out and experience a little bit of life outside of the shelter. But I think there's a hope that there's really going to be a connection made between the person that takes the dog out, and next thing you know, well, maybe they're making plans together. But Dog Day Out, it's free. You don't need a reservation. You can just go to the Anti-Cruelty Society is open. It's at 157 West Grand Avenue, right in River North, and a cool program to help some of these pooches find a new home.
Oh, that's a good thing. And if you want more information, you can always go to blockclubchicago.org. Before we let you go, school me a little bit and the others that don't know. Who's Frank London Brown?
Well, Frank London Brown was a writer. He wrote fiction, and he also wrote for the Chicago Defender in the late 50s and early 60s. Died at a very young age of just 34 years old in 1964. Wrote some very important pieces, but one thing that was sort of undiscovered for a long time by some of his fans was all these, they called like flash fiction pieces he wrote for the Chicago Defender. A gentleman by the name of Michael Phillips that came across these, they were only signed FLB, and it was sort of mystified him as who is FLB. He did his research. It was, in fact, Frank London Brown doing all these pieces. And so Michael Phillips has put together an anthology of Frank London Brown's pieces. It's really about being growing up in the South Side and all as a black man in the 50s and 60s and sort of that experience. So there's a book out now, or it's coming out on June 9th. It's called This Is Life, Rediscovered Short Fiction by Frank London Brown. There will be a celebration of Mr. Brown at the Washington Parks Art Incubator on June 9th if you want to learn more. Michael Phillips is an independent publisher. He started From Beyond Press and is really just trying to find a way to get this gentleman's fiction out there, learn a little bit more. He's going to share all the royalties with the surviving family members of Frank London Brown. So cool Chicagoan. He's been gone for over almost 70 years now, but a way to see some of his important work that is really still relevant today.
You learn something new every day, Seamus. Thank you very much for keeping us up to date on all this.
Thanks for having me. Talk soon.
Yep. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago.